Our lineage. Our lineage has many legends, and the central legend is that our lineage had its inception, its birth, on the first day of creation of this universe. There was a sage named Narad who was born at that time of the Creator. And Narad knew that humanity would be engulfed in the darkness of forgetfulness of their divine nature. Narad came to this earth to dispel that darkness and to remind humanity of their divine nature. Narad must have descended to this earth on the first day of creation, taken a body, born of the Creator of this universe. He must have been from another universe because he was said to be an Amata Avatara, which means a never-dying avatar. Avatar means, Ava means to descend, and Tara means star. An avatar is said to come to the planet, not of this planet, not of the earth, but from another place, and descends to this earth to serve humanity. We move to Giranari Baba. He was said to be an immortal, lived over tens of thousands of years, and was the emanation, or is the emanation, of Narad. Being that the legend says that Giranari Baba lived so long, how much influence did Giranari Baba have to permeate humanity with the notion of enlightenment of all beings? There are others as well. There are the shamans, there are the bodhisattvas, there's Tibet, there's the native elders, there are the mystics, who also hold this vision of humanity. So I'm not saying that Giranari Baba was the only one, but he must have cast so many seeds into consciousness. When I heard these legends, I neither believed nor disbelieved them, but remained very neutral and receptive. And out of that neutrality, still this wonder about this lineage would spring up out of my heart, such as, what does the influence of Giranari look like in the fields of consciousness over eons of time? And always laying down all of the intuitions and the wonders into silence. When Giranari Baba heard from within that Kacha Baba wanted literally to destroy the world, bring a destruction to the planet because it was destroying itself at such a rapid pace, to bring forth a new seed of an enlightened humanity, Giranari Baba went to Kacha Baba and over time convinced Kacha Baba that it's better to go through the heart of humanity because this is the purest space on earth, the heart. And Kacha Baba agreed to give up his idea, to give up his ceremonies, and to transfer all of his yogic awarenesses, prowesses, skill into Giranari to support humanity awakening through the heart of wisdom. At that time, Kacha Baba said, "You are Sacha," means true with a capital T, with a capital R, with a capital U, with a capital T, and a capital H. You are Sacha, the truth in all that cannot be denied and is absolute in everyone. I am Kacha. Kacha means raw, R-A-W. Raw means strong, intense, passionate, unrestrained, uninhibited. Kacha Baba was very great yogi. And at that time, our branch of that long lineage was conceived and named the Sacha lineage. It was born in 1944, according to those meetings of Kacha Baba and Sacha Baba. The lineage is said to be incredibly ancient. It conceived the name Sacha in 1944. Due to that meeting, and yet is of that long root all the way back to the birth of Sage Narad. That's one of the central legends to our lineage.